My research includes the study of buildings constructed from about World War II to the 1970s. It began with a study of Route 66 and the features along the Mother Road. Since then, my interest in the post-war built landscape has extended to suburban ranch homes, one of which I just purchased, and to the religious landscape of 1950s and 1960s America. Sometimes we don't appreciate these buildings until they are threatened or gone. A preservation conference in Tulsa had a series of panels about preserving post-war suburbs and how they tend to be vulnerable. After all, a 1,000-square-foot house was considerable in 1952, but is now too small for today's HGTV homebuyer. The State Preservation Office is now struggling with how to preserve strip malls that are more than 50 years old and now eligible for the National Register of Historic Places. Even major structures can be threatened. I found that a chapel built for Christ Lutheran, an award-winning design in its day, has been torn down. Just a few years ago, Wichitans saw the demolition of the old Church of the Magdalene to make way for Kellogg's expansion. What was once decried as the Holy Hamburger became the focus of some nostalgia as it fell. In our age of what has sometimes been called disposable architecture, post-war buildings seem easy targets for removal in favor of something more up-to-date. They're not old enough to have gained a historic patina and don't always have the pretty aesthetics that inspire preservationists. Today, some are suggesting, for example, that buildings like Century 2, an icon for the city for over 40 years, might need to be torn down for something more modern. As Albert Conover, a church consultant from the middle of the 20th century, warned, they forget that the truly contemporary may be only temporary. Meanwhile, perhaps it is time to revisit those structures that we sometimes don't think are very pretty and find that there was more than we imagined. For KMUW, I'm Jay Price.